big thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the show. Welcome, Outcast. Yes. Another day in the neighborhood, my friend. How's it going, weirdo? I like calling you weirdo because I'm a weirdo. You and I, we are weirdos. No doubt about it. All right, let me get over to my big story of the day. Of course, it concerns Elon Musk. Everything is about Elon all the time, every time, 24/7. And the latest is that he says he may die under mysterious circumstances in cryptic tweet. Elon Musk suggested he might die under mysterious circumstances in a cryptic tweet that appeared to be referring to a threat by the chief of Russia's space agency. Quote, if I die under mysterious circumstances, it's been nice knowing you, Musk said in a tweet Sunday night. The Tesla and SpaceX CEO posted the ominous tweet shortly after he shared a message from Dmitry Rogozin, who accused him of being involved in supplying the fascist forces in Ukraine with military communication equipment. And for this, Elon, you will be held accountable. As Boris would say, like moose and squirrel, like an adult, no matter how much you play the fool, added the former deputy prime minister. In February, Musk provided SpaceX Starlink terminals to Ukraine at the request of top government officials who worried that the country would lose internet access to Russian attacks. The terminals received internet from SpaceX 2,000 satellites, allowing users to get online even if the service had been disconnected. Rosen blasted Starlink on Sunday for enabling Nazi Azov battalion to access the internet. Now the real story. First, there are no satellites. I know what you're saying to yourself. What? No, there are no satellites. They don't exist. Oh yeah, they do, but they don't. They're not at 23,000 miles above us. That would be the thermosphere. And it's 4,000 degrees there. They would melt. Why? Why would you even need Starlink satellites? I thought satellites were everywhere. You mean there's a dead spot in the Ukraine? Why can't the U.S. military just position one of their satellites from 23,000 miles up over Kiev? They don't have the capacity? Blackout, complete, nothing. No internet in Ukraine. He's all part of it. Yeah, Starlink satellites do exist. However, the wizards of NASA claim these self-propelled Starlink cell tower boxes are orbiting a ball Earth, when in fact, the satellites go in circles above and parallel to the flat Earth plane. Excuse me. Oh, it's Alec Baldwin. No, Alec Baldwin. I don't like the direction of your show. I don't like Flat Earth. I don't like you. I don't like your book. You don't like my book? No, it's a stupid, stupid book. I'm glad Amazon pulled it. Actually, they didn't. It's still available. So what I did was I changed the website. Now it just has a chapter preview, so no one gets it for free. You got to buy it now. Idiot. Where was I?
Donnie, thank you for Mother's Day.
Oh, jeez. You're welcome.
You're welcome. You tell everyone what you bought me.
I bought you a big water thingy, a water filtration system, so you don't have to go to the store and buy water anymore.
Thank you. You're a lovely son. Continue with your stupid story.
Excuse me. I don't like your mother. Wow. Let's start over, shall we? Starlink satellites do exist. However, the wizards at NASA claim these self-propelled Starlink cell tower boxes are orbiting the ball Earth, when in fact, satellites go in circles above and parallel to the flat Earth plane. Starlink's stated goal is to provide 100% internet coverage for the entire Earth. Gotta admit, the guy's busy. He's running Tesla, got a boring company, which is actually boring tunnels under Los Angeles and Vegas to alleviate traffic jams. And with a little spare time left on his hands, Elon created a company called Neuralink, whose corporate ambition is to connect the brain to the internet. Elon believes one day AI is going to kill us, and the only way to stop it is to become a transhuman, a little god. It astounds me how many people think this young fella is our latest savior. He's just another transhumanist. And what about SpaceX? Now there's a merging of SpaceX with another Musk enterprise catching the attention of the world, and I'm sure you've been hearing about Starlink and its connection to the Ukraine. Starlink is an internet network constellation of tabletop satellites being launched in low Earth orbit via SpaceX rockets. During a typical launch, a Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral, Florida, will be filled with up to 60 satellites, and they're designed to test an internet network. Each satellite weighs about 500 pounds, and they say it will orbit the Earth at 273 miles above the Earth. For a ground view, let's kind of dig into this. Okay. Starlink is functional and online right now. They've got 12,000 satellites. In 2027, that's the date they expect to cover the entire Earth with high-speed, affordable internet. So it's only 5 years away. So here's the question. Why? Why is it necessary to launch 12,000 low-Earth satellites when there's already over 2,000 high-Earth orbit satellites allegedly orbiting this ball at an altitude of 22,236 miles? The answer is, they're not. There are satellites, but they're not orbiting the Earth at 22,236 miles. What you think are satellites are, but are not, and they're actually tethered to balloons. Do you know who buys more helium than anyone else on the face of the flat Earth? NASA. Why is NASA the largest consumer of helium on the flat plane? The best and brightest have only ascended to a maximum low Earth orbit. High Earth orbit is unobtainable. 22,236 miles is the fictitious distance needed for a fictitious geosynchronous satellite orbit. The area of this atmosphere is known as the thermosphere. Temperatures in this layer can average 4,000 degrees. Yet somehow, thousands of satellites and pieces of space junk haven't melted or crashed, all while simultaneously orbiting the Earth ball at 22,000 miles per hour. Arthur C. Clarke even invented the word. The word satellite is a fictional term that he co-opted in his novels. And I do believe in satellites. However, everything is to scale. Because the sun and moon are in close proximity to the Earth, satellites orbit at a much lower altitude of 200 to 300 miles. And even Elon Musk admits his satellites, his Starlink satellites, 253 miles. That's right in between 200 and 300. By their own admission, the International Space Station conducts all of its missions in a low Earth orbit. The orbital speed necessary to maintain a stable low Earth orbit is 4.8 miles per second. And really what this comes down to is a realization that when you make a phone call from your cell, it's not going up to a satellite. Let's examine it, the satellite cell phone relationship. We've been programmed to believe that when a phone call is made, the cell signal is connecting to a localized tower, which transmits your signal to a satellite, sending the signal to the closest localized tower of the cell phone receiver and connecting the cell phone receiver. That's about half accurate. A cell phone functions by communicating with towers connected to a base station in a configuration called a cell. As you move through the cell, the base station monitors your cell phone signal, transferring it to the nearest ground tower. Measuring the signal strength differences between multiple cell towers determines your cell location. All cables originating from a cell tower are underground, and all international calls are made via fiber optic cables connecting to land-based cell towers in that particular country. Think about it. If there were thousands of satellites cloaking the Earth from a distance of 22,236,000 miles above the Earth, cell phone and Wi-Fi dead spots would not exist in Ukraine. Dead spots are the result of the Earth not having 100% land-based cell tower coverage. Okay. So we have Elon Musk deeply involved with Starlink, Neuralink, Tesla. Remember the movie Minority Report when Tom Cruise became a suspect and he was traveling down the interstate in his electric car? What did they do? They pulled him over. And it's going to be the same thing. Wake up. Elon Musk is not your friend. He's a transhumanist. He wants to put a chip in your brain. Drive electric cars that can be controlled by the technocrats. That's what the Boring Company is all about. Electric cars underground, controlled by the technocrats. Everything controlled by the technocracy. So, yeah. Yesterday was Mother's Day.
Oh, good. Finally, I get to come back on.
I had a really good day with my mom. And I did get her the water cooler filtration system. She's going to be 90 in November, and she has a hard time carrying water. So I got her a little card, and I wrote on the card, I got you this water filter, and she was very happy. And she made shrimp scampi, and we had a really good day. Also, I've cycled the dog through the laxatives, and today was the first day she ate two full meals. And she was very happy all day. So I'm really glad about all of that. I went to Walmart yesterday, not because I had to, but because I was bored. And I needed a new pair of flip-flops because I blew out my left flip. It wouldn't flop. So I went to Walmart to get some fine flip-flops made by the Chinese and also some foot spray because I have athlete's foot. That's right. I'll share stuff with you nobody else will. Got my flip-flops in one hand, foot spray in the other, and I realized I need sunblock. So I get sunblock, and then I pick up some wild bird feed because I have a bird feeder in back. So I'm walking up to the cashier. I got my 20-pound bag of bird seed, athlete's foot spray, sunblock, and Chinese-made flip and or flops. And I'm just studying people because that's how I am. I'm that kind of guy. You know how I feel about cheese ball barrels. When you walk into Walmart and you see a stack of cheese ball barrels, you know that the individuals that consume that product are on the very bottom of the evolutionary scale. Not that I believe in evolution. Lo and behold, the guy in front of me is purchasing a 5-gallon barrel of cheese balls. And immediately, I checked off every stereotype I could. One, he's not a smart guy. Two, he's going to be talking all the time. Three, he's a missy man. And four, don't get annoyed. Serenity now! He's in front. He's at the register, and of course he's yammering away, because he bought cheese balls and he's that kind of guy. Guys that buy 5-gallon barrels of cheese balls are always talking. They're worse than women. They're missy men. There's nothing worse than a missy man. They're worse than the worst of women. After doing over 1,000 weddings, I can tell you, nothing compares to a bridezilla as a missy man, a groom. Anyway, this guy was a missy man. So he's getting his change back from his cheese ball barrel, and he says to everyone within 20 feet, "Oh, come on, $1 million, as the money's coming out of the machine like he's gambling. And already I'm like, I don't like this guy. I don't like this guy. Ted Kennedy break. All right, time to leave the car. I'll just swim ashore. Disappear a couple days. Nothing's going to happen. So he begins having a conversation with one of the cashiers. As he's having the conversation, in a name conversation, he and his 5 gallons of cheese ball in the shopping cart are blocking the exit from the cashier machines. Nobody can get by this goofball because he's, the sun came out today and one-dimensional. If you see someone picking up a 5-gallon barrel of cheese balls from Walmart, walk up to them and go, "You are one-dimensional." And then just start laughing. The other thing I did over the weekend that I found very entertaining is Midnight Special. Do you remember the Midnight Special on TV from the mid-70s or so? There are some amazing clips on YouTube. I found a version of Peter Frampton's Do You Feel Like We Do, performed live. They didn't fake it. Steely Dan was... the great thing about Midnight Special is they were actual live performances, no lip-syncing. And the other night, I was going from one video to the next. It just so much... There was a version of Steve Miller's Fly Like an Eagle, which was incredible. He put this hippy-dippy vibe to it, and even his guitar was psychedelic, and it matched his psychedelic shirt. It was such a great era for music. The best. The 70s were, without a doubt, hands down, the greatest 10 years in the history of music. The late 60s were great. The 80s were great, but the 70s, when you got around anywhere from like 1973 to 78. Before I came on, I was listening to Boston More Than a Feeling, the remastered version, and Elton John, Funeral for a Friend, Love Lives Bleeding. Who puts that kind of music out today? Even Frampton comes alive. Do You Feel Like We Do? The version he did on Midnight Special was over 10 minutes long. No one is ever given that kind of opportunity any longer. And this is the problem with computers. It's the same thing with radio. When I first got into radio back in the mid-80s, it was great. Now, it sucks. The Perfect Storm.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Welcome back, my friend. It's a Monday. Painted my door today. Yeah, I'm in the fast lane, baby. Hey, if you get a chance, buy the book. Apparently, Amazon realized that I do have a copyright to the book, and it appears they're not dropping it, so it's available on the website at Amazon. And also, there's a link, including a free chapter preview at MorningStarsTale.com. MorningStarsTale.com. I know I've been talking about this forever. If you want to buy the book, buy the book. If you want to share the chapter with anyone, just head over to MorningStarsTale.com. There's a link for Amazon. Let's do a quick email from a listener. Always enjoy new listeners and getting good emails. Here's one I just got. I just want to let you know that I stumbled upon your show several weeks ago, and I've been listening ever since. You actually make me laugh out loud, and I appreciate your accurate view about this plane we live on. I have a steadily decreasing tolerance for Christians who readily mock or dismiss my flat earth beliefs. There are so many things in the Bible that must be willfully ignored in order to believe that we live on a spinning cosmic spitball. I also appreciate it when you get serious and make some very valid observations. Keep up the good work. You're a new listener. Thank you. Appreciate you being out there. To say that I'm obsessed with the topic of the flat earth obviously is an understatement, considering I wrote a book about it, narrated by Lucifer. I believe it is the Rosetta Stone of bringing many people into the kingdom. And he's right. I also am sick of just being marginalized by the Christian community, and especially pastors and those who just willfully overlooked the scripture. It clearly points, the Bible is a flat earth book, even without adding the extra biblical texts like Enoch and Jasher and Jubilees and the secret teachings of Enoch. It's there. What have I told you about relationships? Two things I'll show you on this show. The earth is flat, and don't get into a relationship. Here's one sent to Money Watch. Listener writes into the author. She has no ambition. I make $100,000 a year. I'm buying a home before the wedding. My fiance earns $50,000 and has $20,000 in student debt. What's a fair prenup? Before I get into the article, the answer is there isn't. If you have to consider a prenup, you shouldn't be getting married. Anyway, here's what this weasel writes. I've been in a current relationship for almost 3 years. I'm a young woman, 41. I have a stable career, make about $100,000 a year. I'm ambitious, and my prospects have me increasing my income by $10,000 every year. I have about $140,000 in savings and no debt. I'm close to closing on a home, which will be completely financed by me. My girlfriend, wow, that took a turn. Excuse me. Oh, look, it's Alec Baldwin. No, Alec Baldwin. Is this a lesbian story? No, I thought it was going to be a financial story. Sounds like a lesbian. I guess it is.
Donnie?
No, not now, Mom.
You should be talking.
Ma, my girlfriend, 38, works a few gig-type jobs she loves and makes $50,000 a year. She has very little in savings and about $20,000 in debt, student loans. Isn't in a position to buy or help with a down payment, closing costs. She lives paycheck to paycheck pretty much, and she loves what she does, isn't motivated to do anything else to make more. We don't live together, but we've started the marriage discussion and plan on moving in together when I get close. My family isn't thrilled about the relationship for a few reasons. My girlfriend doesn't have a stable career. She has no ambitions, makes significantly less than I do. Well, how about the fact that she's a woman, too? Excuse me. Homophobe. She understands and has said she's happy to sign a prenup. Oh, my gosh. We all live in Louisiana. Oh, that'll work out well. A community property state. That's where I used to go gambling all the time. That's where all the casinos are. The new house and mortgage will be in my name alone. No, it won't. No, it won't. Not if you get married. Not if you get, and if you get it, okay. Whatever. Even in this case, and I didn't know this was going to go down the lesbian road, but even in this case, don't do it. And I'm talking to the chick making the $140,000 a year, or actually has $140,000. You have $140,000 in savings in the bank, no debt. You're making over $100,000 a year. And the chick you want to marry makes $50,000 a year, has no savings, $20,000 in student loans, and you already want to get tied up in a prenup. You're already setting yourself up for failure. Don't marry her. Straight, unstraight. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, I like that.
Don't do it. Ooh-ah! Ah! The perfect storm.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The so-called student loan crisis is the government's fault. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Let's look at a brief timeline of events. In 1980, the Federal Department of Education is created. The Department of Education pushes the idea that only those who go to college have any chance at success in life. 30 years later, in 2010, the federal government took over the student loan program and began handing out loans like beads at a Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans. The only winners in this timeline have been the colleges and universities that have dramatically increased the costs of degrees. Now, in 2022, the government plans to do what it always does, make Joe taxpayer pay for the problems caused by the government. Student loans should not be forgiven, but maybe colleges should have to pay for them. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com until tomorrow. Cibus Pacem, Parabellum.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Welcome back, my friend. Appreciate you being out there. As I mentioned earlier, Amazon, I guess, is just going to continue carrying the book. I don't know what happened. They probably saw that I have a copyright and whatever. I even bought some stuff over the weekend. I'm back, baby. Back in the machine. Can't wait to go to Whole Foods and buy some food with my palm. Jeff Berwick, Dollar Vigilante, Catherine Austin Fitz, and J.D. Farrar. Those are my three go-to guys and gal. J.D. Farrar does a Bible prophecy segment from his church in Hawaii every Sunday, and yesterday he did not disappoint. He got right into it about pharmakia and sorceries and how this injection plays into biblical prophecy. Let's give it a listen. Go ahead, Mike.
And I want to start by drawing your attention first to Revelation chapter 18, verse 23. The light, this is speaking of Babylon in the tribulation. The light of a lamp shall not shine in you anymore. And the voice of bridegroom and bride shall not be heard in you anymore. And here's why. For your merchants were the great men of the earth. For by your sorcery, hang on to that word, all the nations were deceived. All the nations? Yeah. Every nation on earth? Yes. That's what it says. All the nations on earth are going to be deceived by this sorcery. Yes. Revelation chapter 9, verse 21. And they did not repent of their murders or their, here it is again, sorceries or their sexual immorality or their thefts. Again, just hang on one more. Revelation 16, verses 1 and 2. And there's a reason why I think we need to revisit this particular prophecy here. Verse 1, Revelation 16. Then I heard a loud voice. This is John now. A loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, go, pour out the seven bowls of God's wrath on the earth. The first angel went and poured out his bowl on the land, and listen, ugly, festering sores broke out on the people who had the mark of the beast and worshiped its image. Now, why do I include that? Because, stay with me. This to me sounds like an adverse event. This to me sounds like a physical reaction to a medical procedure. Are we good? Now, why do I emphasize that? Because there are those who are saying that it is not a physical or medical or biodigital mark. No, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because apparently when you get to Revelation 16, there's going to be this adverse reaction, physical reaction, and it's pretty graphic. Ugly, festering sores, and apparently it's only going to be on those who had taken the mark. Things that make you go, So what is this thing? Well, it's a pharmaceutical. That's what the word sorcery means in the original language of the Greek New Testament. It's the Greek word pharmakeia, or pharmakia, however you want to pronounce it. And it's where we get our English word for pharmacy, pharmaceutical, pharma. It's this sorcery, this witchcraft, this satanic, demonic component that is part of this deception. And if you were to ask me what I thought was the number one prophecy in play today that tells me that we are so close, this would be it. What about everything else? No, this is it. What about Israel? Well, I mean, if they are building the third temple, then don't buy green bananas because you may not be around. I haven't used that one for a while, so I thought I'd... I know you know where I'm going with this, so I'll get right to the point. This points to a global deception surrounding a big pharma solution. As I was preparing my heart in preparing today's update, I was struck with this notion that deceptions oftentimes come by way of distractions. Let me say the same thing in a different way. So you've got this global deception, as we just read. Global deception. The whole world is deceived. All the nations on earth are deceived. And if you really think about it and peel back the layers off of it, what you'll find is at the core of a deception is a distraction. Well, what do you mean? Well, if you'll kindly indulge me, I'd like to present another list, not 18 this time, so take heart and don't look at your watch. 8. And again, in no particular order, but these are just some of the many distractions today. Number 1, the alleged, keyword, Supreme Court leak concerning Roe v. Wade. Now, please, please, please don't get me wrong. If they reverse this, hallelujah. Wow. Wow, God. Wow, God. If you don't mind, I need to, and I asked the Lord about this yesterday and this morning. When it comes to abortion, which, by the way, the common denominator with all of these distractions and the many more that we're not going to talk about today, the common denominator with all of them is that they cause confusion and division. So this is a distraction, huge distraction. Oh, my goodness. So, but one of the things that I think is lost when it comes to abortion, especially, and this is hard on this Mother's Day, for those who have had an abortion or been a part of an abortion, I mean, one would almost think that it was the unforgivable sin. It's not. It's not. God is a loving God, and God is a forgiving God. If you've had an abortion or been a part of an abortion, God loves you and God forgives you. And if you know Him and are born again of the Spirit of God, you're going to see your baby or babies again soon, and very soon, by the way. I think the enemy has succeeded in large measure within Christianity to paint this, and again, don't get me wrong, this is abominable. In fact, we're going to see this on Thursday night, Lord willing, in Jeremiah chapter 7. The Israelites were practicing this, sacrificing their children alive to Molech, which is a modern day, just repackaged, we call it abortion. But isn't it interesting the timing of this? And now everybody is talking about this, fighting about this, arguing about this. So of course, I'm sure you heard, I'm so glad you're here today. That's what I love about you. Because I'm sure you saw the news. Of course, they got to keep gaslighting people, right? They got to keep fear alive. Fear. Keep them afraid. Churches are going to be targeted because of this. Well, come on. Come on in. Maybe you'll get saved. You need Jesus, by the way. Nice try, though. You kind of got away with that for a little while, didn't you? Trying to keep people from coming to church. And then when you let people go to church, they couldn't sing. They couldn't hug. Come on. Number 2. The upcoming midterm elections here in the U.S. Again, please don't email me. I mean, this is a distraction. This is a distraction to get us to look over here and what about them and this candidate and that candidate. By the way, let me go on record because this is an issue. We from this pulpit in this God's church will not promote a political campaign. So don't ask us about that, okay? And here's why. Let me preface it. If God has called you in the political arena, you best be found doing that which God has called you to do. But from this pulpit, we are not going to promote a political candidate. Oh, but yeah, they're pro this, anti that, brother in Christ, praise the Lord. But my calling as a pastor, which is my privilege to be, is to preach the word. Amen. Period. Not comma. And if you've been coming here for any length of period of time, first of all, thank you. But secondly, I'm out of this game. I quit playing. I quit playing the game. And oh, the peace. Thank you, Capono. I surrender all. Oh, man. I'm so free. I'm so free. I'm out of the game. Go ahead, you guys. Because you guys are fighting. No, thank you. You're all arguing and divided. No, thank you. A house divided, Jesus said, cannot stand. The left and the right are two wings on the same phoenix rising from the ashes of chaos. Now, I quit. That's it. I'm not playing anymore. Not playing anymore. When this will be the last thing, and I got to say this, and I believe I have the Lord's permission to say this. And you'll forgive the strength with which I say this. But when are we, I'll include myself, as Christians, going to finally realize that no matter who we elect in office, what, that's the Savior? Oh, man, if we could just get so-and-so elected, it's all going to be good. Peace, peace. Happy days are here again. Is that too much? Sorry. Didn't we already do that? Like 30 years ago and then 20 years ago and then... Okay, that's all I'm going to say. Again, please don't email me. Number three, this is a distraction. The ongoing war with Russia and Ukraine. I have to say that something doesn't smell right here with this one. Something just doesn't quite seem right here with this one. What a distraction. We talked about this a little while back. Very interesting. The abrupt shift in the narrative. It was like overnight. All of a sudden now, you're like, wait, what? Oh, we're going to talk about this now. Oh, what about COVID and the injections and the restrictions, and which is coming up, by the way, that's one of the lists. No, we want you to look over here now. Russia, Ukraine, whoa! You'll forgive me again, but if I see that Zelensky's face one more time, I don't know what I'm going to do. What in the world? He's a... Yeah, but Pastor J.D., other prophecy teachers are talking about Ezekiel 38 and Gog and... Okay, great, bring it on! But it's being used as a distraction. How about number four? This is interesting. I was quite astonished with this one. The announcement of the return of free speech with Elon Musk's acquisition of Twitter. I'm going to lose a lot of Twitter followers again. Actually, the last time was like 5,000 overnight, just boom. I don't know if they got deleted or if they just, you know, left Twitter, but do you really think, oh, so now Elon Musk is the hero coming in to, no need to fear, Elon Musk is here, free speech is back, happy days are here again. Okay, go ahead and post something on Twitter, on Elon Musk's Twitter. Let's see how that works out for you. Come on. This is, by the way, the same guy that wants to put a brain chip and a computer chip in your brain. So have a nice afternoon and happy Mother's Day. It's a distraction. Are you guys okay? We're almost done. Number five, lifting of COVID restrictions and mask mandates. You know, let me just simply say that we still get requests almost every day for exemption letters, of which we've sent out over 100,000. In fact, I'm going to share a powerful testimony today in this regard. Oh, interesting. So all of a sudden now, and very abrupt, they start lifting the, we talked about, one of the reasons, I believe, is to get us to go out and spend money we don't have and pay 10 times more for items that the store might not have. It's all part of the controlled demolition of the current economy. Number six, the Johnny Depp courtroom trial. Man, this is serious. Thank you for laughing. Are you kidding me right now? Well, it goes with number seven. I might as well just kill two birds with one stone. Will Smith slapping Chris Rock at the recent Oscars. Okay, you know they're actors, right? Actors? You know what actors do? I know this is deeply profound. They act. It's all an act. It's all a show. Why? They want to distract you. Why? Because they're deceiving you. So they got to keep you from looking over here. No, look over there. Look over here. Boy, Johnny Depp, he's really aged. I could, but I won't because time doesn't permit. Number eight. The continuing investigation of Hunter Biden and his laptop. I'm going to end it right there. Okay. Question. What are all of these aforementioned distractions and the many more like them distracting us from? Answer: the demonic deception that leads to death and destruction globally. All the nations on earth, that's even now all beginning to happen. You probably didn't hear about this, so I'm going to tell you about it. When all of this was happening and Johnny Depp and all this stuff, Pfizer did another document dump, as they refer to it. You didn't hear about it, did you? They don't want you to hear about it. They want you to talk about, well, what's going on with Johnny Depp? What's going on with this? What's going on with that? Did you hear that? That Will Smith got like banned from the Oscars for 10 years? No, yes. So this deception this demonic deception, of this sorcery pharmaceutical solution that's still killing people, by the way. In fact, it could be argued that more people are dying from this thing than they were before. Because it's a ticking time bomb. The clock started ticking. And people are dying. But let's talk about Johnny Depp. Remember that movie, that one he was in? It's already happening. Closer you get to the AC, the more you feel the cold. Closer you get to the 7-year tribulation, the more you're going to see this kind of stuff. That which we're told happens in the 7-year tribulation, specifically in the book of Revelation, concerning the global population, it's already beginning to come to pass. And it's for this reason that the Savior would repeatedly warn about that which is coming upon the entire world prior to its fulfillment. John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 29. It's also in chapter 13. Jesus speaking. He says, "Now I have told you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe." In chapter 13, he says that you may believe I am. In other words, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen before it happens, so when it begins to happen, you'll believe that I am the way, the truth, and the life. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 21, verse 28, Jesus speaking again. "Now, when these things," keyword, "begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near."
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.